Hi, my name is Dialy from UC Berkeley. Today I'm going to talk about an open source project called Keystone, which I've been working on for a couple of years. Let me first briefly introduce our project. Keystone Enclave is a framework for Trusted Execution Environments, or TE. It is an open source project with permissive license. Most parts are under BSC3 clause, with several components licensed under MIT and zlib licenses. It's been 2 years since we released the first version in December 2018. Keystone is based on RISC-V instruction set architecture. It was started in the University of California at Berkeley as an academic project. So there is an academic paper published in Eurosys last April. The paper actually explains a lot of details about motivation, design, implementation, and so on. So please check it out if you're interested. So now, as of now, it has at least 8 users from both academia and industry. There are more than 5 active contributors and more than 50 forks so far. It's still a growing project and it's still in its early stage, but a lot of people are starting to get involved. This is our website, so please check it out if you want more information. I'll elaborate what is a Trusted Execution Environment, or TE, in the context of our project. So the traditional, in the traditional perspective, the system security was often based on a trusted operating system. For example, the OS is in charge of process isolation and resource management and so on. And we all trust that the OS will always do the right thing. So any application on top of it must trust the OS. However, people start thinking that this might not be a good idea. So the OS is getting bigger and bigger every day, and we may never make it entirely bug-free. Because of this, a malicious application can compromise the OS to breach a security-critical application, or also sometimes the operating system itself could be malicious. So this is where TE comes into play. The idea of TE solves this problem by relying on hardware, trusted hardware instead of trusting the OS. So the hardware actually guarantees that the application always resides inside an isolated or sometimes even encrypted memory space. This is often referred to as an enclave, which provides confidentiality and integrity of the data and the program execution. Also, these guarantees are, like, of course, backed by the remote attestation using a chain of trust based on the hardware. So despite of this simple idea, building TE isn't so simple, actually. As a hardware manufacturer, for example, you may need to design the entire silicon root of trust and build it. Hardware mechanisms for memory isolation or encryption and so on. Also, you may need to implement some microcode or firmware to allow the software, upper layer software, to use your hardware mechanisms. This is not the end of the story. You may also need to verify the entire thing together with rigorous testing or ideally with firmware methods. Also, in order to seamlessly deploy applications to a TE, you'll probably need a lot of software tools like SDK, libraries, and wrappers, and so on. There are a lot of open source projects on the software side. For example, Google's Zillow, OPTE, Graphene, and so on. But you may notice that there are less open source projects on the hardware side. I'll talk more about it in the next slide. So now, all of the major hardware vendors have added some TE capability to their processors. Examples are Intel's SGX, TDX, ARM TrustZone, and AMD's SDV. However, the TE implementations on these platforms are usually not open source. This is simply because they don't disclose their hardware or microcode. Actually, this is totally fine if you're a software developer and you're gonna just trust them and use their chips to deploy your program in a TE they provide. But the caveat here is that their TE might be tightly coupled with their business. In other words, the TE might have a very specific frame model and a lot of assumptions on the software you're going to run. For example, Intel SGX targets a partition server or desktop application and has a very strong frame model against untrusted external memory. And ARM TrustZone targets mobile devices, but the applications are typically provisioned by a trusted party. So it ends up having only two security domains where all the trusted applications share the same security domain. AMD SCV supports full VM encryption, which would be